Thank you, Mr. Chair. As I stated earlier, I would put on the record a request from a previous session in order for the deliberations of the 20th anniversary that this would be included, being that the DDPA calls for the full implementation of Article 15 and other treaty bodies. So I'll start out by making the recommendation so it's on the record, and then I will email it to the staff. The Intergovernmental Working Group on the Effective Implementation of the Durban Review and Program of Action calls upon the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination to receive petitions to address the violations pursuant to Article 15 of ICERD, including the various aspects of racial discrimination and doctrines of superiority in law and policy and apartheid, in light of the recommendation contained in paragraph 69N of the General Assembly Report A/69/284. This would further ensure admissibility of petitions and the sponsoring organizations and as representative to the Committee on Elimination of Racial Discrimination, also to the General Assembly and to its bodies that address violations pursuant to Article 15 of the International Convention on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination and relevant international instruments. Article 2A of Article 15, paragraph 2A, states that you must receive, in order to fully implement the convention from another body of the United Nations, to receive petitions from non-self-governing territories or for whom the paragraph or General Assembly Resolution 1514 applies. Of course, we would assert that 1514 applies, as was stated by experts, that we could speak and even raise the question, as was stated in the deliberations, as I stated earlier, when Alaska and Hawaii were removed, there are no statute of limitations, especially since there are violations to General Assembly Resolution 1469, removing Alaska and Hawaii in 1959. So what we are basically asking the body to do is to make a recommendation in order to fulfill the full content of Article 15. CERD does have a special rapporteur for Article 15. It is necessary that a call from another body is invoked in order for the special rapporteur to implement this article. Now, CERD did develop its own procedure in paragraph 5 to allow for other for petitions to be accepted and simply transmitted to the appropriate body of the United Nations. But since this was a powerful state, the CERD committee did not want to invoke its own action, despite that particular members of the CERD committee did recommend this. So with that, I will leave you with this, with the hope that perhaps we can work out some text or at least entertain a way to implement, as the DDPA calls, for the full implementation of the ICERD. Thank you, Mr. Chair.